Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. I believe that one of the great marks of personal power and spiritual power is the ability to apologize and to forgive. And often those things are seen for some reason, some weird, odd reason, as weak things. You know, oh, well, I don't want to apologize to her because that will make me look weak. Or, well, I'm not going to forgive him because if I forgive him, then that gives him the power. And it's like, whoa. People have been thinking about apology and forgiveness in the wrong ways for so long. It's why we have so many people who are pent up, angry, frustrated, and bitter around the world. I mean, do you have any bitter critter friends? You know, these people who are just like bitter and angry all the time, but you know, they're mad at other people, the injustices of the world. But then when they screw up, they can't even say, I'm sorry? I mean, doesn't that drive you nuts? It's a lack of congruence. And I think the challenge is that so many people have never really taught, how do you think about these things? You know, should we apologize to people? Absolutely. If we do something that causes harm or hurts someone's feelings, even if it wasn't our intention, even if we think it wasn't a big deal, because guess what? Apologizing has nothing to do with what we think is a big deal. No matter how smart we are about justifying why someone should not feel that way. Well, she shouldn't feel that way, so I'm not gonna apologize. It doesn't matter if you think she should feel that way. If she feels that way, she feels that way. And because whatever action you did, whether it deserved to cause that emotion, if she is having that interaction or that feeling, we ought to say, I'm really sorry that you're having that experience. I didn't intend for that, but I apologize. And I want to let you know, I want you to be happy. I want you to feel good. I want us to have a good relationship. It's turning that apology into a direct intention, a direct statement that we want things to be better. And yes, you'd say, well, I'm not gonna apologize because when I apologize, then they really hold me to the ground. You know, have you ever apologized to someone and they just won't accept the apology? They just kept getting meaner and meaner and meaner to you and make you defend yourself. Don't play that game. And just say, you know what? I don't know what else to say. I've totally apologized. I have really nothing else to say about the matter other than I just feel bad. I feel bad that you feel bad. None of us wants to feel bad. You know, but not let anyone drag you into their emotional drama either. To apologize with sincerity and strength, but not allow yourself to be drawn in to everyone else's negative emotions. You know, to allow yourself to apologize from a place of knowing it is, you're doing it with integrity because you don't want to cause harm or make anyone feel bad. To do that, but not allow yourself to give over your integrity to allow someone now to make, just browbeat you into submission, you know, into beating you into a place where you're just like, you know, emotionally and spiritually completely taxed, where you're saying, okay, this just, I'm not gonna apologize anymore. See, when we apologize, we don't have to give away our power. It's coming from a place of real power that allows us to apologize. Because when we were coming from a place of real, raw, emotional and spiritual power, we can apologize because there's no ego attached to it. Whatever dance is going to happen after we apologize, we're not going to be drawn into that dance of drama. See, part of the reason we don't want to apologize is because we fear it makes us look wrong. Even if we wouldn't say that or conceptualize that, we just feel like, oh, if I apologize, then that means I was wrong. But what if it has nothing to do with whether or not you are wrong or right, deserved or justified? What if it's so simple to apologize because it has nothing to do with your ego? I'll apologize all day long because me apologizing or pointing out any flaws that I have or any mistakes that I have made does not diminish me as a person. It grows me as a person. It makes me stronger, more aware, more capable
right? I want to learn when I mess up. So when someone says, you should apologize for that, I'm saying, okay, I apologize. There's no hook to it for me. I don't get angry about other people. Well, I don't need to apologize to you. Who do you think you are? There's nothing is served from that. Have no ego about these things. And it's so much easier to apologize because it's not about you. It's not about protecting your own mental turf. It's not about being right. I mean, most of the frustrations and the anger and bitterness we have to other people is because we feel that we have to be so right and we are so powerful when we are right. It's like, really, just be a spiritual person and be open and allow warmth and love to flow through to you, especially to the people that you have hurt, you know? And just let it go. Let go that need to feel right or justified. And your life really does transform. You can literally feel thousands of pounds of baggage releasing from your shoulders the moment that you are spiritually free enough to apologize when someone around you has been negatively impacted or took something negative and they felt bad. Now, some people just are gonna feel bad all the time. So they'll be asking you for apologies all the time. Your job, limit your exposure to that person. You know? And you're like, what if I marry that person? Don't blame me, I didn't marry him, you married him. I think you have to have a greater sense of connection with other people to realize that if they're continually offended and continually hurt, to sit them down and say, I sense that you were always continually hurt. And there is always this thing, I can't do anything right. So what dialogue would we have to have, or what behavior change would I have to have, or we have to have in this relationship, so that you're not always hurt? Because if you're always going to be hurt, I'm always going to feel bad. And if I'm always going to feel bad, and you're always going to feel bad, where could this relationship ever really go? So let's have an intentional conversation about what kind of relationship do we really want. Do you and I both want to continue drowning in our drama? Or do we want to find out a new way that we can live and interact together? And if we can't figure out a new way to live and interact together in which we have true joy and openness and care and compassion and love and fun with each other, then we're not doing a good enough job together. And then we're gonna have to explore that too. And sometimes there are people who just, they're not at the same conscious plane you are. And no, you don't say that from a place of ego, you just say it in recognition that they're still on that plane of hurt and they're not gonna ever release that plane of hurt. Or maybe you have to be honest with them and have a conversation. Maybe they need true therapy. They need true help. I don't say that as a joke, by the way. I mean, some people truly, they cannot resolve their own internal dramas as much as they try. And you are not a therapist. Well, maybe you are, but I don't know. But your job is not to be a therapist to your loved ones. Your job is to facilitate that. If they need to go get some help, let them go get help, champion that. Don't create stigma around it. Let them get some help to resolve their internal dramas that are creating all this negative energy, that are constantly creating bitterness and feuds between the two of you. Because that's your job, is to help. How can I guide this so that there's not as much hurt here? And if you do that well in your relationships, you find it so much easier to apologize when you do something. When someone feels bad around me, I immediately apologize because I know apology has nothing to do with me. It has to do with their ability to, and their will, and their need to release their bitterness. They're upset. And if all they need is a simple switch of an apology to release that upsetness in their life, I want to let them switch that thing all day long. You understand? It's not about you. It's about a need they need psychologically, a need they have psychologically to release from something. And the apology is the lever for that release. And I'm just like, I'll hand somebody a lever all day long. It doesn't bother me because it has nothing to do with me. Does that make sense? If your intentions are pure and your actions are done with true compassion and faith and love in other people, then you'll find suddenly you don't have to apologize that much. Because your actions are pure. Who you are is pure. You're doing good things for yourself, first and foremost, to have integrity, and then for others. And because you do that, suddenly you don't make as many mistakes. You don't hurt people as often. And you just find yourself acting, not in noble ways, but in ways that are true to your real spirit, which is coming from a place of love and compassion. Anyway.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level
in your life right now, the next level of joy, abundance, success, then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world, and you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
I think the second part of this, and demonstrating real strength, is also the ability on your side to forgive. If someone says, I'm sorry, you're like, I get it. You don't have to say, you're not really sorry, ah. And until they bleed, you won't forgive them. You know these people, don't you? Like, look, forgiveness should be so as simple as apology for you. Simple. Forgiveness has nothing to do with you. Just like apology might not have anything to do, it's not about an ego, right? Forgiveness is not something mentally you need to construct in your head. It is a spiritual discipline. Because you know what? There's so many things going on at any given time that can be judged as wrong, as harsh, as terrible, as mean, as vindictive. And what we have to realize, that could be, we could interpret everything that way. Someone cuts you off in traffic, you freak out, and now you're gonna chase them down or run off the road because you know, and you won't forgive them for 5 days, you're mad about that guy who cut you off. You know what you're carrying? Bitterness and anger. Over a period of years, that starts to wear on your face. It starts to show up in your body. It starts to slow you down in your progress in life because you start thinking people are bad. So you divide yourself from other people. And because you see other people are as bad, you don't collaborate as much. You don't ask for help. You don't believe in the power of a team to accomplish something. And suddenly you find yourself alone, bitter and alone because you didn't have the spiritual wherewithal to forgive. You know, forgiving is so simple. It literally is a decision. No justification or cause has to happen. And forgiving does not have to do anything with accepting the other person's behavior, approving of it, justifying it, rationalizing it, or understanding it. It's just saying, forgiveness is a personal power saying, you don't even have to forgive them. You don't even have to forgive their actions. It has nothing to do with them. Forgiveness has to do with you're just gonna forgive the weight that you're carrying around about something that impacted you, right? That's the way to look at it. It is a spiritual power in just dropping weight of negativity, of negative emotion and energy around you, right? I can forgive so fast in my life because, not because I'm so wow spiritual, it's because I've practiced it so many times. I'm like, wow, I'm kind of upset about that. Let me let that go because it's not gonna serve my life. Let me let that go, because if I don't, I can't sleep tonight. Let me let that go, because if I don't, I feel heavy and angry. Let me let that go, because when I'm upset or bitter, I don't have a good vision for my future. Let me let that go, because if I carry it, I'm gonna walk that into my next relationship with somebody I love or adore or care. Let me let that go, because nothing is served by being angry. Nothing is served by being bitter. Nothing is served in a relationship by lording over something over someone else's head. Nothing ever moves from that. There's no positive movement that comes in a relationship that has been broken without first forgiveness. It has to happen. And it has to happen in a place where it's not about you. Do it just for your spirit. And let go of the ego and just forgive somebody, not to approve of them, not to justify, not to rationalize, like I said. Just do it for your own mental and spiritual sanity, health, and vibrancy. Just let it go. You need nothing more. You make a decision today that whatever is bothering you, just let it go. Let that challenge with that relationship for now, just let it go and see how that feels. It will lighten the load. It will allow you to soar again. It will give you spirit back. It will allow an openness into life again that never can happen there when you're tugging at all this baggage on your shoulders that you chose to carry. Maybe they threw a piece of baggage at you and you caught it, right? And you caught it and now you're angry. You know, all you gotta go is, not gonna carry your stuff anymore. I forgive the situation. I forgive you. Only if for my own mental sanity. That's personal power. That's how you feel free in life again. From apologizing people and from allowing forgiveness into your life, you feel free again. And when you feel free again, now life is unbounded. It's beautiful. The colors return to the sky. I mean, the whistle comes back to the work. And in metaphor you need to justify doing this, you find it and let it go today. Apologize when you need to. Let it go every single time, and suddenly you find yourself fully charged once again.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.
Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.